If you'd like to stand, you can. We're going to get started. And I have seen your faithfulness, never break your promises. You are good, always good, my Jesus. In the tensions of the night, you breathe your word, my guiding light. I will trust you, Jesus. I praise your name, in every moment I will choose to sing. With all I am, with every breath I take, I praise your name. Always grace for the broken heart. You're my strength when the day gets hard. Be my hope, you're my hope, King Jesus. I praise your name. You are the giver of every good thing. With all I am, with every breath I take, I praise your name. Good and the bad times, in the shadow of the sunlight, it's my joy for my whole life to praise your name. In the good and the bad times, in the shadow of the sunlight, it's my joy for my whole life to praise your name. I praise your name. You are the giver of every good thing. With all I am, with every breath I take, I praise your name. I praise your name. In every moment I will choose to sing. With all I am, with every breath I take, I praise your name. You may be seated.
Good morning, church. I'm going to do the announcements today for Sunday, June the 8th. If you'd like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, age 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time. Summer Jam Kids Camp is running from August 18th to the 22nd. You can sign up online, or there are paper copies at the registration table in the foyer. Also, there is a board up for needed supplies on notepads, which you can take with you. Today, as part of our service, we're going to honor our high school grads. We're going to keep our Sunday school children with us so they can be part of it before they go to their classes. Next Sunday, June 15th, we'll be having our annual church picnic. That's next week, Sunday, after the morning service. This is a great event to bring your friends. Please sign up for the picnic at the Welcome Center. If you like prayer today, there will be people in the back corner to pray with you. Thank you.
Please feel free to stand again if you'd like. Peace, bring it all to peace. The the storm surrounding me every way. At your name and still, call the sea to still, the rage in me still, every way. At your name and Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Breathe, call these bones to live. Call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Your name is light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is life forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus. salvation. Be my path, be my guide, Jesus. Be the fire in my heart, be the wind in these sails, be the reason that I live, Jesus, Jesus.
Grace forever, and
will sing your praise. You are so good to me. How perfect are your ways. How endless is your grace. Forever I will sing your praise. You are so good to me. On heaven's shore, you'll call my name. You are so good to me. And a thousand tongues of angels sing. You are so good to me. You are so good to me.
You guys can greet each other?
No. You may be seated. When you walked in this morning, you probably saw the cake. Ernie, maybe turn me down just a little bit. We're celebrating 5 of our grads today, and you're going to have a chance to hear more about them. I think we're going to have their pictures up as well. And so I'm going to call each of our grads and encourage you to bring your parents up with you. So Caitlin, Isabella, Ethan, Samantha, and Liam, if you all would come up. I don't want to be in the center, so why don't you move this way and go that way. Sorry. That's, I think, fairly even. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We wrote each of the grads and asked them 4 questions. And so I'm going to basically lead with that. So Isabella, do you want to raise your hand so everyone knows who you are? There. Chris and Lisa are parents. One thing you really liked about high school, and she said, the drama program. What are some of the things you'll miss about school? The teachers. I don't think I've ever heard anyone answer that before. Bless the teachers. What is something you'll be happy about not doing anymore? Biology. Must have been too many dissecting frogs and things. What are some of your future plans or goals? To travel and performing professionally with acting and music. That is great. Thank you. Okay, Ethan, raise your hand. Brian and Bev are his parents. One thing you really liked about high school, having my friends there with me. Isn't it always nice when you have a friend to do something with? What are some of the things you'll miss about school? The freedom from major responsibilities. I can promise you, you will no longer have responsibilities here on in. What is something you'll be happy about not doing anymore? Homework and schoolwork in general. Understood. What are some of your future plans or goals? Attending Nate for plumbing and making music. That sounds fantastic, Ethan. Liam, there you go. Tara and James are his parents. One thing you really liked about high school. There's a couple of things I really liked. First, I liked having spares in the afternoon so I could go to work at Flynn Brothers. Second, I like learning and talking with my friends during math class. How is that possible in math class that you could talk to your friends and still learn? I don't know. One of some of the things you'll miss about school. Some things I'll miss from high school are hanging out lunch with my friends, talking with my teachers, participating in grad activities, and the Fridays where I spent more time joking with my friends rather than learning. Fridays are good days. What is something you'll be happy about not doing anymore? I'll be happy to not have homework early morning classes anymore, unless, of course, I go to post-secondary school. I will also be happy to not have to do any more English essays. Hear, hear. What are some of your future plans or goals? I'd like to travel around Canada and the United States to explore new places. I also plan to work next year and then possibly study mining engineering technology at Saskatchewan Polytech in 2026. It's also my goal to walk closely with God and discover his purpose for my life. It's fantastic, Ethan. Caitlin, her parents are James and Kelly. I have something for you. So first question, one thing you really liked about high school?
I really enjoyed the construction in our classes.
What are some things you'll miss about school?
I will miss seeing my friends every day and being on the school curling team.
What is something you'll be happy about not doing anymore?
I'm thankful that I will not have to do exams or quizzes anymore.
We can underline that. No more of that. What are some of your future plans or goals? That's fun. It's Cave and Ray, right? That's fantastic. Here, I'm going to grab the mic from you. So this is Samantha and her parents. Oh, yeah, that's good. You did that. Her parents are Kim and Sheldon. One thing you really liked about high school? Man, where do you guys go to school? What are some of the things you'll miss about school?
Definitely getting to hang out with my friends every day.
Yeah. What is something you'll be happy about not doing anymore?
All the assignments.
Yes. What are some of your future plans and goals?
For right now, going to Grand McHugh to study criminology.
That's fantastic. Here, I'll grab it for you. We're going to get our elders to come and just pray over you, pray for God's blessing over your lives and the next steps that are taking, and your parents being able to handle the next steps that you're taking as there's big transitions and changes for all of you. And so we're going to pray.
Father, we just thank you, Lord. Many blessings, O Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We lift up these grads to you, Lord, as they enter a new chapter in their lives. Lord, that they would seek you first, O Lord God, as you direct them in the name of Jesus. Be with them, go before them, behind them, above them, below them, O Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank, ask, and pray.
Dear Lord, please be with all these graduates as they go through life, and hopefully they follow you, Lord, and look after everything that you give them to do. In Jesus' name I pray.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for these grads, and we just want to lift them up before you as they move on into the next chapter of their lives, and there's so many things that can pull them away from you. We just pray that they'll stay strong to you, Father, and that they'll follow your ways, and that they look up to you and ask for your help in whatever they pursue, Father, in Jesus' name.
just thank you for each of their lives, God, that you have ordered their footsteps to this point, God, and we ask that you would just walk them forward in your presence, God, that they would stand before you, God, that they would know your goodness, God, and that they would bring your kingdom wherever they would go.
Yes.
Would you give them great strength and authority in who you are, God, that they would bring your light and your kingdom wherever their footsteps would fall.
Yes.
In your name, Jesus Christ, we pray.
Father God, you are an amazing God, our rock, and we ask that as these people go through these changes in the next years of their lives, that you would be the constant, you would be their solid rock they can depend on, they can turn to. Remind them of the lessons that their parents have taught them in the church, that they can always fall back on your goodness and wisdom.
God, we thank you for Caitlin, for Isabella, for Ethan, for Samantha and Liam. And I'm sure for their parents, the joy that they had when each of these young people were born. And here they are today and fast forward. And so God, we just pray for your presence and hand in their lives. That wherever they go and whatever they do, that they would sense that you were with them, that you love them, and that your mark is on their lives, that you are the one that designed and created them and gifted them with the dreams and desires they have. And so we just pray for your favor and blessing on their lives, as been prayed previously, God, that wherever they go, that your kingdom would come. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, one last thing. We're going to give you gifts, and Moira is not here. There's an order to everything, and I know what the order is. She's left messages all through the church. She says, Lewis, every one of these packages is very heavy, so do not lift them from the top. Grab them from the bottom, and so we'll do that. I think that's going in there. You're welcome. Caitlin. Sorry, Isabella. Yes, you're allowed to drop them. I just wasn't allowed to. We love you all. If there was less of you, I'd hug you. You can be seated. We're now going to let the kids go for Sunday school, and you can greet each other. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading. Isabella.
The scripture reading this morning is from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. To illustrate the point further, Jesus told this story. A man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of your estate before you die." So the father agreed to divide his wealth between the sons. A few days later, this younger son packed up all his belongings and moved to a distant land. And there he wasted all his money in wild living. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. He persuaded a local farmer to hire him. The man sent him into the field to feed the pigs. The young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding the pigs looked good to him, but no one gave him anything. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, "At home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare, and here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son. Please take me on as a hired servant.' So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and came, filled with love and compassion. He ran to his son, embracing him and kissing him. The son said to his father, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. I am no longer worthy of being called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet. And kill the calf that we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead and now has returned to life. He was lost, but now is found." So the party began. Meanwhile, the older son was in the fields working. When he returned home, he heard the music and dancing in the house, and he asked one of the servants, "What is going on?" "Your brother is back," he was told, "and your father has killed the fattened calf. We are celebrating because of his safe return." The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, "All these years I have slaved for you, and never once refused to do a single thing you have told me. And in all this time, you never gave me even one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet, when this son of yours comes back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the fattened calf." His father said to him, "Look, dear son, you have always stayed by me, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, but now he is found."
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secure. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God will cause me here below, will be forever mine, will be forever.